Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Happy Monday to everyone, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. Hi, I'm your host, Nayshawn Turner, and I am so excited that you are here with me today. Listen, it has been a moment since I've been back on the air. It's been a lot of great things happening, and so I wanted to just share that with you today. And just to kind of get you up to speed on what's been going on, and hopefully to share something that's going to empower you in this day, that's going to change how you look at life, how you're experiencing life, how you are achieving the things that you want to achieve so that you can live your best life today. So listen, today I'm going to be talking about celebrating a job well done, celebrating a job well done. But before I get started, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to call someone, text them, email them, say, listen, Nayshawn is on the air, and she's going to be talking about how to celebrate a job well done. I think many of us oftentimes maybe forget how to really celebrate the things that we have accomplished or that, you know, those that we love have accomplished. And so how do we just kind of sit back and just take it all in, right? Well, listen, I want to talk to you about that today, but I want you to follow me. Follow me on this show. There's a follow button at the end of this broadcast where you can follow, you can share it with others that you know that have done a job so well that they don't seem to be celebrating it like you think they should, but tell them, hey, you got the right to do that. And then also follow me on Facebook at Uniquely Designed Coaching. And then, of course, I am on Instagram at Nayshawn Life Coach. And for those of you who know, I have a YouTube channel called The Total Empowered Woman TV. So I want you to join me there and don't miss a show. We're going to be having new episodes coming out soon. So I want you to go ahead and subscribe and so that you can follow me there as well. Now, listen, I'm going to go ahead and jump right in because we don't have a lot of time today, but I just want to talk about celebrating a job well done. I mean, just this past week or two, we have been celebrating my son who just graduated from high school. And I mean, it was a big deal, right? And besides that, there's been other things that's been going on, but that's been the latest and the greatest as he is about to go off to college and we will soon be empty nesters. Yes. So I want to talk about the celebrating a job well done. You know, there's wonderful things that are taking place in our lives every day, some big, some small, but nevertheless, no matter how big or how small they are, they're all worth taking a moment to just really just take it all in and celebrate all the goodness that have come out of the hard work that you've done. And it pays for us to sit back and to acknowledge that it costs us something to see what we really have envisioned to come to pass and you know, those things that we have believed for and prayed for and worked so hard for, right? But I think many of us, we get too busy to even slow down to experience all the blessings that have taken place in our lives. And so that's why I want us to all think about, as I share today, instead of going from the one thing to the next thing, we need to sit back and savor the moment. So I'm going to share just a few ways that I've learned how to take in and to celebrate the big accomplishments that has happened in my life. And not to take them for granted, but to really enjoy them just because you deserve to celebrate a job well done. Well, let me tell you the first thing that I've done. The first thing that I've done is I talked about my son just graduating from high school, and that's a big one. We have two other children that have already graduated from high school and graduated from college, so he's our last, he's our baby, and he finally graduated from high school. And I tell you what, the first thing I had to do is just take a moment to pause. I had to exhale for a moment. I had to stop everything and exhale because it was a whirlwind of getting to this point, but it was a wow moment for me just to sit back and say, wow, you know, as I was talking to my husband, we did it, you know, and saying, wow, he did it, right? He worked really, really hard, and, you know, he played two sports, and he worked a part-time job, and he was busy in ministry, and he did a lot of things that you know, wouldn't have allowed him to, if he wasn't disciplined and focused enough, to be able to achieve this great thing and to come out with a GPA of 3.6 and to be able to get accepted into Hampton University and to play on their Division I lacrosse team. I mean, that's a celebration, right? And so as we stepped back, my husband and I, we just said, wow, we did it. We juggled those schedules, right? We spent the money. We spent the time. We sacrificed and even delayed some things that we personally wanted to do, you know, to make his dreams happen, right? And all of our children's dreams happen. But guess what? When you take a moment to pause and exhale, you begin to think about other things that have happened. And I begin to think about, you know, for my own business. And I'm looking at my vision board, and I see that I have a picture of a contract on there. And with that, you know, it's like, wow, you see how you have I had to work hard, you know, for my company to win contracts. And I had to be determined to see it happen. And so when you take a moment to really, when you take a moment to really just take it all in, it's a wonderful thing, and we need to sit back and just hit pause for a minute to exhale and say, wow, this is amazing, right? It's amazing. As I said before, we went to a lot of games with my son. We had to visit colleges, and we had to do parent-teacher conferences, and we had to pay fees and dues and all those things. And the same thing that you have to do with whatever you're doing, like I said, with my business, you know, going after contracts and writing proposals and going after speaking events and all of those things and taking in new clients and doing interviews, all of those things that is causing me to be as successful as I am right now and as my husband is right now with his business and various things that we're doing. But if we don't take a moment to just pause and just exhale and to take it all in, we'll miss it and we'll miss celebrating the job done well, right? Number two, take a moment to feel the joy. You know, as we came up to this moment, and of course, you know, graduation is on my mind as I'm sharing this, but I want you to apply these principles to everything that's happening in your life, personally, professionally. Just be able to take in that moment of feeling the joy behind a job well done, right? So number one, I had that anticipation, right? In other words, I was preparing for all that was going to take place with my son's graduation. I was preparing for all that would take place and me winning contracts. I was preparing for all of these things that I was anticipating happening in this year so far. But when it comes to feeling a joy, that I had to embrace that anticipation, right? I was feeling the other thing, the excitement behind it, right? And then, of course, I had the expectation, that strong belief that it is going to happen. And so when we saw all the things that we had believed for, as I said before, worked for, prayed for, happening, we were able to experience that moment of joy that just flooded our hearts for our son and just flooded our hearts and minds as we look back of the things that we've been able to celebrate as business owners, as parents, as family members, you know, are doing greater things as well. We've been able to sit back and say, wow, this is a job well done. And it takes that moment to just celebrate it and feel the joy just that joy that sometimes can be unspeakable. It's like, oh my God, this is amazing, right? And so I want you to take that moment to feel the joy of a job well done. And then number three, the other thing that I did was just take a moment to be. You know, in other words, just to be in the moment, really lead all the way into it. You know, sometimes it takes us just soaking it all in. And the way we can soak it all in is to share it. Listen, when you've done a job really well, you're excited about it, and you want to share that, right? And you want to share it with people that's going to also be willing to celebrate the job well done. You want to honor that. Right? When you're in the moment of being, you want to be able to honor that. Just honor all the things that it took for you to get there. Right? And so it's important for us to honor that. It's important for us to celebrate it while we're in that moment of just being. You know, sometimes it's just letting our mind just relax in that moment, right? And then of course it's also being content that you did it. You did the best that you could do so that you can achieve a job well done. And so I want you to think about, what job has you done well this year so far? What can you celebrate as a job well done in your life, whether it's something that you've helped someone else to achieve, that you have helped your children, you know, as I'm talking about, or in your business, yeah, to really exceed some of the things that you had dreamed about, but it even exceeded that. And it's like, oh my God, I can't believe that this has really happened. So let me just do a recap. Celebrating a job well done is celebrating those big and small things. And it doesn't matter how big or how small, but just being able to be in the moment of all of it. So first of all, have a moment to just pause, a break, just to kind of slow down and to just have a wild moment, as I said earlier, to exhale, you know, because when you're running on all cylinders trying to make this thing happen, now is your moment. You can sit back and look at it, stare at your life and say, wow, I did this. And so I'm going to celebrate what I have accomplished, right? Then number two, take a moment to feel the joy. Just feel it. Just feel all of it, all the giddiness, all the excitement, all the anticipation, all the expectation that came with this moment in which you have done a job so well, right? And then number three, I want you to take a moment to be. You know, can we just all just sit in it for a minute and say, oh, this was worth it all. It was worth it all. And when you know it was worth it all, you have the right to celebrate. You don't owe anyone any explanation to be able to celebrate your life, right? Because it really is all about us living our best life. And so when you're living your best life because you worked hard to create that life, listen, it's your business. It's your job to be able to celebrate your life like none other. So listen, I hope that today that this particular podcast have just allowed you to step into a new perspective on all the things that you are accomplishing and have accomplished, and to be able to celebrate it. You deserve it, right? You did it. And so it's your moment, your moment to pause, the moment to feel the joy, the moment to see. And so I hope that this has caused you today to be inspiring, to be motivating, to be empowering, so that you can uniquely design your life to achieve your personal and professional goals. Listen, share this podcast with someone. Leave a comment. Let me know how this broadcast is helping you to grow into who you know you are to be, to do the things that you know you can do and to have the things that belong to you. Follow me again on Facebook at Uniquely Designed Coaching, on Instagram at Nayshawn Life Coach, on Twitter at Nayshawn_Turner, and check out my website, NayshawnTurner.com. I am the founder and owner of Uniquely Designed Coaching. I got great things that are going to be coming up. You don't want to miss it, so stay tuned. Hope you guys have a great week, and see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.